So, welcome back.
欢迎大家再回来。
I hope you enjoyed your food and your nap.
希望各位都很享受你的午餐，还有你午睡的时间。
Praise God, I found refreshment too.
赞美主，我也有更新了。
So, I would like to continue from where we left off.
好，所以我们继续早上的讲过的部分。
There's a couple more New Testament passages that are very important for us that I find are very helpful.
新约里面呢还有另外一些经文，我觉得非常有帮助，也是相当重要的经文。
But just to summarize again what we said from Yeshua's teaching in Matthew chapter 5.
但是把耶稣在马太福音第五章所教导的做一个大纲的整理的话。
He is teaching us that if we try to use anything of God's commandments.
他的教导就是说，如果呢我们要使用神任何的诫命。
Or any man-made commandments for that matter.
或者是人所定的诫命。
In order to attain our salvation and our place in the kingdom of heaven.
使用这些，遵循这些，好叫我们能够进入天国，或者是获取天国的位置。
Then we better to forgive our hopeless pursuit.
那么你最好快快就是放弃这一个没有希望的追求，不要用这个方式去做。
For it is because of the grace of God that we are His children.
因为我们成为上帝的儿女是出于上帝的恩典。
And that when we receive His instructions,
当我们领受他的指示跟教导
，and let ourselves be trained by His commandments,
让我们因着他的诫命，生命受到训练。
Then they make us great, or like gold in the kingdom of heaven.
是因为这样，我们的生命才能够像金子般贵重，才能够成为伟大。
Or, however, if we decide that we are beyond God's wisdom,
但是如果我们觉得说，哎呀，我比神更聪明，更有智慧。
And decide that I don't need His help, and I teach others to refuse His help.His wisdom.
然后决定说我不需要上帝的帮助，然后我也教导别人说，哎呀，你不需要遵循照这样子做。
And I'm not being trained by His commandments.
那么我就没有受到他诫命的训练。
Then that makes me light like a feather.
这样子，我生命的光景呢，可能就像羽毛一般轻。
And we made mention to an example of that as one of God's commandments.
那他呢也有举到一个例子是跟这个有关的。
Children honoring their father and their mother.
就是我们早上也提过说，做儿女的你要尊荣你的父母。
And that it begins with the father and the mother.
是从父母开始。
As the teachers,
身为老师。
Parents are responsible.
父母呢是有责任。
Of giving the instruction to their children that enables them to take hold of gold in their life.
要把这样的指示教导给他的儿女们，让他们的生命能够像黄金一般有分量。
And that gold is the righteousness of God.
而这个生命中的黄金就是神的公义。
Not necessarily to have one's fingers covered with diamonds.
并不见得说你手上呢都要穿金戴银的。
But rather the wealth of true joy and fulfillment in life.
而是生命中真实的喜悦跟那种满足感所带来的这等的财富。
That brings us to worship God our Father in heaven.
使我们能够更深的来敬拜我们在天上的父。
Now I'll come back to that example of honoring your father and your mother in a little bit.
等一下我们会再看尊荣你的父母这一块。
I just wanted to recap what we said from Matthew because we ran kind of quickly.
所以我现在就是呢复习一下早上马太福音的这一段，因为我们那一段讲得很冲突。
And that Yeshua says that the Torah is eternal.
耶稣说，妥拉是永恒的。
Because it is the eternal revelation of the eternal God, unchanging God.
因为它是对这一位永不改变的上帝一个永恒的启示。
Now let's go on to see from one of Yeshua's disciples. What would he teach us from the Torah?
好，现在我们再来看耶稣的门徒中的一位，他对妥拉又是怎么说的？
Let's go to John chapter 1.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Now John, this gospel of course is very, very rich.
约翰福音呢是一部非常丰盛的书卷。
And this chapter, the first chapter is extremely rich with practically every verse is relating to another part of Torah teaching.
那特别是第一章就已经很丰富了，几乎每一节 都跟妥拉的教导有关系的，可以连上线的。
However, I just want to look at a few points.
但是我只要来看几点。
And that is the first point I want to look at is verse 1 and 2, 1, 2, and 3.
第一点呢，在第一到三节。好，有圣经我们一起念，没有的话请听我来读。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And then verse 14.
然后14节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So this is a very famous passage, of course.
当然这一段是很有名的。
However, sadly, many Bible teachers in the non-Jewish world, they turn to Greek philosophy to try to understand what's going on.
但是很不幸的，许多非犹太的圣经教师呢，他们是从希腊人的观点来解读这一段话。
What is the word, the logos in the Greek world?
所以这个太初有道，道在希腊人的观点里面是什么呢？ Logos 是什么呢？
But of course that would be according to Yeshua abolishing the Torah.
当然呢，这就跟所谓的耶稣他废掉了律法啊、哦，就是妥拉有关。
Because of course John or his real name Yohanan.
因为这个约翰呢，或者我们希伯来文叫约翰南，
is a Jewish man.
他是一个犹太人。
And his name means the Lord is gracious. Yohanan, Lord is gracious.
Yohanan 在希伯来文的意思就是主是有恩慈的。
And as he begins here, he starts to illuminate the word.
因此一开始他就好像光照这些话语。
Now Yohanan would have spoken both Hebrew and Aramaic.
那约翰本人呢，他会讲希伯来文跟亚兰语。
And translating what he is saying back into his original language,
如果把这一段话翻译回他主原来的语言
，in Hebrew you say the word is the davar.
那希伯来文呢，这个道就是 davar 这个字。
Translating that with me, davar.
我们一起说 davar.
With a r, davar.
Devar.
Very good, very good. Now, the devar is the spoken word.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
Okay. Devar 这个字呢，就是说出来的话。
And of course, John is saying that through the word that God spoke, all creation came to be.
所以在这里，约翰的意思就是说，通过神口中说出来的话，创造了万有。
Nothing comes to be without first God speaking.
所以如果神不先开口说出这些话就没有一切了。
Do you have an idiom here?
Indian?
No, the idiom.
Oh, idiom.
Of abracadabra. Abracadabra. Okay, never mind. In the West, there's something of an idiom called abracadabra of a magician, what he says to create something.
We just say, 就是魔术师要变东西出来，他会说什么？这个做小朋友的，带小朋友的，工厂阿巴杜巴杜？啊，不对，那个是那个原始，现在原始人那个魔术师。
Have you ever heard of that abracadabra? And voila, there it is.
所以在美国了，这个魔术师要变东西出来就是
abracadabra.
Abracadabra. 然后东西就变出来了。
Well, it's something of a funny and silly little children's thing.
啊，这是小朋友的童言童语啊。
But apparently, I was taught by a certain rabbi.
那啊，有一个拉比呢，就这样教我。
That this phrase is very old. It comes from Aramaic.
他说其实这句话呢很古老，是亚兰文来的。
In Aramaic, Abra means to create, and Kadabra means according to the word.
因为在亚兰文里面呢，这个 Abra 是创造， Kadabra 是按着这个话，所以是按着这个话来创造。
According to the word, you create.
所以按着这个话你创造。
However, there is another Aramaic word that is very important for our understanding of John.
啊，但是呢，对这个我们约翰使徒来讲，还有另外一个亚兰字也很重要。
In John's day, in Yeshua's day, when the Torah is being translated into Aramaic for Jewish people,
在约翰跟耶稣的时代，当妥拉被翻译成亚兰文
，They use this word, the an Aramaic word called the Memra, Memra.
好，有一个亚兰文叫 Memra.
And that's another Aramaic word which simply means the word.
那这个字，这个亚兰文呢的意思很简单，就是道或说话。
But when we start to look into the Memra, how it was used by the Jewish people.
然后我们开始看看犹太人怎么样使用 Memra, 就是字或道这个字。
They understood the Memra to not just be the spoken word of God.
所以他们的了解是 Memra 不仅是神说出来的话。
But that the word that God speaks is so close to him that you can refer to God as the word, the Memra.
那因为 Memra 就是这个字是靠神靠得如此的接近，所以你可以说这个话这个道哦，就是神他自己。
And so in sometimes instead of saying God created, they would simply say the Memra created.
所以有时候他们就不讲说上帝创造，他们就直接说Memra 就是道好创造。
The point simply is to illustrate how the Jewish people understood God's word is so very close to himself.
所以对犹太人来讲，他们明白神的话跟神本身是相当接近的。
The word carries the essence of the one who spoke it.
神的话，或者说一个人讲出来的话，带着这一个人生命的本质。
Now, if I am a very weak man,
如果我是一个很软弱的人，
I may speak a word,
或许我说了话，
and nothing happens.
但是什么都没发生。
Because I'm weak, I have no strength to sustain my word.
因为我很软弱，所以我说出来的话，我没有办法拖住它，使它成就。
And my word will fall to the ground, not accomplishing anything.
那么我所说出来的话就会掉到地上，什么都没有办法成就。
But because God is all powerful.
但是因为神是大有全能的。
He has the ability to sustain his word.
所以他有能力能够拖住他所说出来的话。
And thus, because God is powerful, his word will not return to him or fall to the ground, empty or void.
因为神是如此的大有全能，所以他所说出来的话不会空空的返回或者是掉落到地上去。
God speaks his memra, his devar, his word.
神说出了他的话，他的 memra, 他的 devar, 他的道。
And it accomplishes the task for which God intended it to accomplish.
那他所说出来的话就成就神预定要成就的功。
Because God is powerful, we can depend on him to sustain his word. It will not fall to the ground.
因为神是如此大有能力，所以我们可以信任他可以拖住他自己所说出来的话不会掉到地上去。
And so now John is saying something very important.
因此在这里约翰说了一些很重要的事。
He's saying, of course, this devar or memra, it was with God and was God, through whom all was created.
所以他说太初有这道，道与神同在，这道就是神，通过这道万有被造了。
That was already very known to the Jewish people.
那这个呢在犹太人来讲是很熟悉的一个观念。
But now he is saying that memra, that devar became flesh.
但现在他继续谈到这个 memra 这个 devar 就是这个道变成了肉身
It made his dwelling among us.
而且住在我们当中
Just as in the creation God spoke and created humanity.
就如同在创造的时候神的话语也创造了人类
Well, we all know the story and we all know the experience of how broken humanity now is.
我们都知道这个故事我们也明白如今的人性是如此的破碎
And so now God continues to speak his word.
那但神继续在说话
Which is recorded for us in the Torah.
那他呢通过记载就是说记载在妥拉里面的这些话语呢继续向我们说话
And so Jewish people now say that the Torah is of course the word of God and therefore the Torah became flesh.
好，所以犹太人明白，妥拉就是神的话，神的道。那现在呢，神的道成了肉身。
The Torah became flesh and made his visible dwelling among us.
妥拉成了肉身，而且呢，住在我们的当中，是我们看得见的。
This is a critical definition of what Torah is.
这个也是妥拉一个很关键性的定义。
When you saw Yeshua,
当你看见耶稣的时候，
He was the living Torah.
他就是活的妥拉。
The actual words of the text made flesh, and He is now alive.
这个经典，神的话，现在成了肉身，就活在我们的面前。
And therefore, that is why He says to His disciples.
因此，他对他的门徒们说。
Remember in Luke chapter 24, as he's walking to Emmaus, on the road to Emmaus.
记得在路加二福音二十四章，他往大马色的路上的时候，以马忤斯。
He appears to his disciples and he says, "You know, all of what Moshe and the prophets said, they spoke about me."
他对他的门徒们说，所有先知跟摩西所说关于我的经文。
Therefore.
因此。
Whenever you open the word,
任何时候你打开神的话，
no matter what it is,
不管是什么话，
you recognize that the word originates from God who speaks from heaven.
你要明白，这话起初是神从天上所发出来的话语。
It speaks, God speaks His word.And rivers of living water flows to us, to His people.
他说出了他的话，这活水的江河就涌流进入他百姓的生命里。
Yeshua is these words. He is this river of life flowing from the throne of God.
所以耶稣就是这些话，就是这道，也是从神的宝座流出来的生命河。
And we have received them and read them through the pages of this book.
然后从这 经里面所记载的，我们见到了，我们也领受了。
So I listen to believers and I hear them talking, complaining about the book of Leviticus, for example.
那我常常听到很多基督徒哦，就是抱怨读利未记啊。
It's so boring.
他说好无聊啊。
Oh, it's so hard to understand. Oh, not me. It has nothing to do with my life today.
非常无聊，我也不知道这什么意义，跟我现在的生命不相干。
What we don't understand,
但我们不明白的是
is that is the Leviticus is part of the Torah.
利未记也是妥拉的一部分。
The Torah became flesh. It is Yeshua's face and identity.
而妥拉成了肉身，所以他也是耶稣的身份，也是耶稣的脸。
The actual words is his life, is describing his face to us.
因为实际的这些话语就是他的生命，向我们描述他。
What is the tone of his voice sound like when he's speaking to us?
当他跟我们说话的时候，他的语气如何啊？
So that we would recognize his voice rather than the adversary's voice.
好叫我们能够认出他的声音，而不是仇敌的声音。
Satan deceives us by speaking as though in our voice.
撒旦呢，他会迷惑我们，就假装好像是我们自己的声音在说话。
So in our mind, I think these are my thoughts, but no, Satan is speaking to me.
因此，在我的脑袋里面，我以为这是我自己的声音，但不，这是撒旦在对你说话的谎言。
Deceiving me to think and feel the way I am, but that is false.
迷惑我，然后对我说，以至于我内心恐惧，害怕我里面有害怕，然后有一个对自我一个错误的认知。
And so it's critical to come to the Torah, to books like the book of Leviticus.
因此很重要的是我们要回到妥拉，那像利未记这样一卷书。
Where God trains us to discern between the voices.
神通过这些记载训练我们能够去分辨不同的声音。
Where God trains us to see as God sees.
神训练我们能够用他的眼光来看事情。
To interpret the events of our day.
来阐释跟解读在我们生命当中所发生的事件，
and how to respond to anything that might come our way，
以及做出正确的回应，回应临到我们生命中的这些事。
When you're reading those words that seem so irrelevant to you, so boring to you，
所以当你读到那些看起来好像跟你的生命不相干，而且非常无聊的字句的时候，
I know that you might not realize it，
我知道或许你不明白，
but what you're saying is Yeshua。You are boring to me.
但是当你有这样的想法然后说出来的时候呢，你也等同于在说，耶稣啊，我觉得你好无聊哎。
You are irrelevant to my life.
啊，你跟我的生命好像不相干呢。
Now of course, none of us would ever dare say such a thing.
当然呢，我们没有一个人敢说这样的话。
But that's the problem. We don't realize that that is what we're doing. That's what we're saying.
但问题就出在这里。当你觉得圣经里面很无聊的时候，因为神的道就是耶稣自己，他是活的妥拉道。所以你就等于在对耶稣说你好无聊，你跟我的生命一点关系都没有。
When John says the word, the Torah became flesh,
当约翰说道成了肉身，
The New Testament is not yet the New Testament.
那时候还没有所谓的新约。
All John has is the Torah, the prophets and the writings, the Hebrew scriptures.
所以约翰所有的就是所谓的妥拉、先知书，然后摩西五经，还有这些著作。
And he says the Torah became flesh. When you're reading it, you're seeing Yeshua himself.
所以在这里说，妥拉成了肉身。所以当你读妥拉的时候，你就等同于见主耶稣的面。
Now, couldn't that motivate us to truly be inspired to discover what I didn't see up until now?
这个是不是让我们里面有起了一个更大的动力，然后启发我们说，哇，我以前有哪些是我没看见的？
The Jewish people recognized the depth of wisdom in the book of Leviticus.
因为如同犹太人哦，他们就认出利未记像这样一卷书里面那个很深入的智慧。
And so many Jewish people are, well, they love God, and they go to schools that are religious-based schools.
很多犹太人爱神，那他们也会上一些宗教学校。
I went to such a school.When I was in elementary school.
我的小学就是一个宗教学校。
And I remembered, what is the first book that they introduced to us when introducing the Word of God?
那我也记得他们介绍给我们的第一卷书啊，介绍神的话语的第一卷书。
As children, we begin learning God's Word by the book of Leviticus.
你知道吗？我们孩提时代，这个第一卷接触神话语的书就是利未记。
Well, you might think, well, that's pretty hard.
或许各位认为，哇，这好难哦。
Well, yeah, it's not so simple.
的确不简单。
But if you start with the hard things, then everything else becomes easy.
但是如果你从难的先着手，以后的都很简单了。
And but the point also is, we learn and discover that it can have great clarity. It doesn't need to be so complicated.
但是我们也学习知道说，其实它可以很清楚来表达的，不需要这么复杂去看它的。
But through the study of the word, our brains are expanded, and we give our brains the tools to work.
借着研读神的话，我们的大脑被扩充了，所以好像得了一个工具哦，可以来工作。
We don't need to spend all day doing that from 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night.
我们不需要从早上六点到晚上十二点来做这件事。
We go to school for a few hours, and we are in the Word, the Scriptures.
我们就上学几个小时的时间，然后进入到神的话语里。
And through this education, our minds are developed in such a way that we can continue to learn without any end.
那通过这样的训练，我们的大脑就被开发，能够有这样终身学习的一个态度。
And the rest
跟能力。
And the rest of the day is free to the joys of a child, whatever you want to do.
啊，那去上学读神的话几个小时以后呢？哎，接下来就是做孩子们喜欢做的事，什么你喜欢做什么就做什么。
So that a child doesn't lose the joy of life, which is the joy of the Lord.
因此，孩子们不会失去这个生命中的喜乐，而这个喜乐就是主的喜乐。
And the Bible forever remains joyously exciting to discover.
那圣经对我们来讲，就是永永远远都有那么精彩的宝藏可以去发掘，而且研究是一件相当喜乐的事。
Now John goes on to use another image to describe this word.
接下来，约翰又使用另外一个画面来描述这个道。
And to describe this living word, Yeshua himself.
这个活的道，也就是耶稣自己。
Starting in verse 4 and 5.
是第四节、第五节。
Please.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So in him is life, and this life is light.
因此在他里面有生命，而这个生命就是光。
Now I want to explore a little bit more of what is this light.
现在我们要来看看这个光到底是什么。
Is this light truly simply the light of the sun that we all see?
这个光是跟我们眼睛看得见的日光一样的光吗？
Well, we will continue to explore this in stages. We will continue to explore the concept in stages.
好，我们会有不同的阶段来探索这个观念。
But to begin with, this of course is not the light of the sun, which we all see and recognize.
但首先我们明白，这不是我们一般所认知的这个日光的光。
But rather call back to that child who takes joy in living life.
但是呢，我们回到那个小孩子啊，他对于生命那种喜悦、喜乐的态度。
The child who has not yet learned the fear that I'm not allowed to wrap my arms around my mommy and my daddy.
这个孩子呢，他还没有学习到说什么叫做恐惧，然后什么还要把爸爸妈妈抱得紧紧的，在他还没有这个意识之前。
The joy of living is the joy that the Torah wants to give to us.
光活着对孩子来讲就是很喜乐的一件事情，而这样的喜乐正是妥拉要给予我们的喜乐。
Perhaps this is why that in Jewish religious school you learn scripture and then you learn to go and play. You go to enjoy life.
好，这我想这是为什么在以色列呢这些宗教小学里面啊，你学了妥拉之后呢，你就要开开心心去玩耍。
Because the Torah is given to us to enable us to live truthfully and fully.
因为妥拉赐给我们，就是为了要我们能够真实的活着，而且活得很充实，很丰富。
And then we become truly, in the light of life, we become a great light.
因此在这样的一个喜悦的光中，我们自己的生命也得以发光。
Now John goes on to say, to describe how this light shines in the darkness, but the darkness doesn't recognize it.
接下来约翰说，这个光照在黑暗里，但是黑暗却没有认出它来，也不接受光。
To describe those that to whom the light came, they didn't perceive the light.
这里描述到的是光来了，但是这些人呢却看不见这光。
And therefore reject the light.
因此他们就拒绝这光。
Those of course who reject are of darkness. They cannot see. They cannot perceive.
这些拒绝的人当然他们处在黑暗中，他们看不见就无法接受。
So in order to understand what's going on here, let's go back to the Torah.
为了要明白这一段的意涵，我们要回到妥拉。
The two passages, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
回到创世纪第一章 verses 1 to 3.
Okay, 2 to 3. 对不起，创世纪第一章2到3节。Now, read that, but we will explore it later today, and when we go to Numbers chapter 6.
好，等一下我们会看民数记第六章，我们会再次来检视这段经文。
Just as a point of reference, read that perhaps real quick.
但是呢，你现在可以稍微翻一下啊，看一下这段经文讲什么。创世记一章二到三节。Should I read it? Okay. 地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。
And now go to Exodus chapter 10.
接下来我们看出埃及记第十章。
Verse 21 to 23.
21-23节。
This is now describing the ninth plague of God in the land of Egypt.
好，这里呢是描述这十灾里面的黑暗之灾，在埃及地的。耶和华对摩西说：“你向天伸杖，使埃及地黑暗。”这黑暗似乎摸得着，摩西向天伸杖，埃及遍地就乌黑了三天。三天之久，人不能相见，谁也不敢起来离开本处，唯有以色列人家中都有亮光。
So Egypt and the demons of Egypt are enslaving God's people.
因此埃及或者说在埃及的这些邪灵呢，奴役神的百姓。
And in 10 plagues, God will destroy all the demon gods of Egypt.
而通过这十灾，神要毁灭在埃及地所有邪灵的作为。
Perhaps one of the greatest gods of Egypt was the sun god.
或许在埃及里面最有能力的神就是太阳神。
And now God is going to strike down against the sun god by bringing forth the plague of darkness.
所以现在神要借着黑暗的临到来摧毁太阳神的能力。
And so for 3 days, which is a very significant number.
因此呢，有三天之久，三是一个很重要的数字。
There will be darkness in the land of Egypt, so dark you can feel it.
在埃及地遍地乌黑了三天，是你可以感受到的，是摸得着的。
It's in a sense when the demon god is taken away, the veil is taken off of reality.
所以当神把这些邪灵从埃及地挪出的时候，这个幔子啊，帕子也揭开了。
And the true nature of this bondage in this land is revealed.
所以在这地上捆绑啊的这个真实的面貌就被显露出来了。
And that nature is of darkness.
而这个捆锁的真实面貌是黑暗。
And the text describes this darkness in a very, very critical way for us to understand.
那经文呢用一个非常重要的方式来描述，好叫我们得以明白。
It says, Ish lo ra'a achiv, a man could not see his brother.
希伯来文的描述是说，人不能看见他的弟兄。
The nature of this darkness is much more than just the absence of light in the room.
所以这个黑暗的本质不光是说这房间里面没有光。
It is the darkness of life, it's spiritual darkness, emotional darkness.
而是一种属灵的黑暗，一种情感上面的黑暗。
A darkness that would prevent a man from seeing his own brother.
这个黑暗致使我们没有办法看见我们的弟兄。
A man or wife to see their own spouse.
或者丈夫没有办法去看见他的妻子，妻子没有办法见到他的丈夫。
A darkness that would prevent a parent from seeing their child.
这样的黑暗使父母没有办法去真实看见他们的儿女。
It is this contrast of dark, this reality of darkness that John is speaking about in chapter 1.
所以在约翰福音里面，约翰所提到的这个黑暗就是这样子的一个黑暗。
For in the homes of the Egyptians there is darkness, and in the homes of the Israelites there is light.
在埃及人的家中有黑暗，而在以色列人的家中有亮光。
The light that shines in the homes of the Israelites is the light of day one.
所以照在以色列人中的这个光，就是第一天啊，创造第一天的那个光。
Be thinking about what is this light of day one.
所以你想，哎呀，这第一天的光是什么样的光啊？
And find the answer in John chapter one.
我们答案可以在约翰福音一章找到。
Where he said he names this word, the Torah, the living Torah to be Yeshua, and he is the light.
他说，他提到了这个活的妥拉就是耶稣自己，而耶稣就是光。
The light shining in the homes of the Israelites.
The light.
Yeshua's light, the Torah, shining in the homes of the Israelites.
Yeah.所以这个耶稣的光，妥拉的光，照在以色列人的家中。
Well, the contrast is given to us. What is this light?
这样的对照赐给我们，让我们去省思说，这个光到底是什么样的光？
The darkness of Egypt's homes is that no one can see each other.
在埃及人家中的黑暗是，人虽然住在一起，但是看不见彼此。
I could live my whole life by your side and never see you.
我可以一辈子跟你住在一起，生活在一起，但却没有真正看见你。
We can exist, coexist, but never truly relate in intimacy.
我们可以真实的、实在的，就是共处、共居在一起，但是呢，却没有办法有亲密的关系。
This is the light that is being offered to us in the living Torah. Yeshua is His name.
所以，在这个活的妥拉，而他的名字叫耶稣。他就给了我们这样的光。
Now bring these two names, John, Yohanan, and Yeshua together.
现在我们把约翰的名字跟耶稣的名字放在一起。
Yohanan, the Lord will be gracious, and Yeshua, he will save his people.
约翰希伯来文的名字的意思是主是有恩慈的，而耶稣的意思，耶稣的名字的意思就是他要拯救我们。
In other words, you can be proclaiming the name of Jesus all your life.
换句话说，你可以一辈子都在宣告耶稣的名。
But unless you learn to see your fellow brother, you are not walking in his light.
但除非你学会能够真实来看见你的弟兄，否则你无法行在耶稣的光中。
We have the capacity to see as God sees.
我们的确有能力能够来看如同神看一般。
We have the capacity to speak as God speaks.
我们也有能力来说话如同神说话一般。
Because we're made in His image and likeness.
因为我们是按着他形象跟样式所造的。
And thus Peter says, whenever you're speaking to each other, speak as though speaking the words of God Himself.
好，所以彼得说，不论你们彼此说些什么话，就要如同神在说话一样。
And John is saying this word creates. If you are walking in the light of Yeshua, your word will create life, bring forth life.
那约翰在这里也讲，如果你行在耶稣的光中，那么你所说出来的话是带着创造的能力的，是能够给予生命的。
Now let's bring this into an example.
好，现在我们来看一个例子。
Back to the same example as before.
以前提过。
In the Torah, we have the famous Ten Commandments.
在妥拉里面，我们有这个很有名的十诫。
Interestingly, nowhere in the biblical text will you ever find the phrase Ten Commandments.
很有趣的是，在圣经其他的部分，你没有办法找到十诫这样的字眼。
Whereas the Hebrew text describes these words as ten words.
但是希伯来文呢，它不把它叫做十诫，它叫做十句话。好，或十个字了，那个 word 就是话，十句话。
So the words God speaks to bring forth life, well, here are ten words.
所以神所说的话是会带出生命的。那现在他给了十句话。
Because these words of Yeshua's nature, they will bring forth life.
因为这些话反射了耶稣的本质，所以他是会带出生命的。
You will either be dwelling within the darkness of not perceiving each other, or you'll walk in the light of these words.
所以呢，你的生活要不是行在黑暗中，没有办法看见彼此，就是行在耶稣的光中，在这十句话的指示里面。
So now let's go back to the famous of these ten words, honor your father and your mother.
好，所以我们现在来看这有名的十诫或十句话。其中一个，尊荣你的父母。
I gave the illustration before from this word, from the perspective of a parent.
好，这个例子我前面举过，就是做父母的例子。
But the commandment is directed to any child.
那这个诫命呢是 directed to any child?
Sorry, let me say that again. The word is spoken to all children.
好，这个话是对所有做儿女的说的。
And so critical to understand is this.Concept of honor.
因此我们需要对所谓的尊荣有一个正确的了解。
As we said before, honor is the same word for respect or glory. It's the same Hebrew word, and that is kavod.
在希伯来文里面，尊荣、荣耀跟尊重都是同一个字，叫 kavod.
And literally, kavod means to be weighty.
那 kavod 的意思就是有重量的。
So you can translate the word as.Hold in weightiness your father and your mother.
Hold,
evaluate the weightiness.
好，所以尊荣父母的意思就是你要去评估你父母的重量。
It is as though you are a businessman and you are dealing with gold.
好，就好像你是买卖黄金的生意人。
You might sell gold and you might sell silver or bronze.
你可能卖金、卖银、卖铜。
Well, you evaluate the worth of the product according to the substance and the weightiness.
那你呢？怎么样去评估它们的价格？当然要看它是金啊、银还是铜哦，就是它的本质以及它有多少的重量。
The substance, well, if it's bronze, you don't evaluate the same as gold.
啊，如果它的本质呢是铜，那它的价格就跟金不一样。
And maybe never pay the price of gold for a piece of wood.
我们也绝对不会花买金子的钱啊，同样的钱去买一块木头。
The tragedy is when we do pay the price of gold for a piece of wood.
那但是悲剧是这样发生的，我们用了买黄金的钱去买到一块木头。
And this instruction to honor is to evaluate the words and messages of, and actions of your parents.
好，所以尊荣这个字在希伯来人的观念里面就是要对你父母的言行，他们所传递出来的信息，你要做正确的评估。
At any given time, a parent might give the, the messages that are as heavy with substance of gold.
很多时候父母所说出来的话语或他们的行为大概是像金子一般有那个金的本质跟重量。
Or a parent is giving the messages that are light like a feather.
但有时候父母的言行可能带出来的它的重量就像羽毛一般轻。
Void of any substance of truth.
没有任何真理的本质在其中。
In other words, a parent might say to the child, you are a worthless fool.
换句话说父母可能对你的儿女说你叫干啦啦。
Can't you ever
get it? 懂啦你。
Oh, can't you ever get it right?
连这也未晓做呢。
You will never amount to anything.
还是讲，你一世人靠家啦，无法度成功啦。
You are worthless.
无路用啦。
Now, that can you honor and respect that message?
像这样的信息，你能够去尊重跟尊荣这样的话吗？这样的信息吗
？The liberty is in the understanding. The instruction of God is.Not to respect whatever your parents say.
所以神的指示不是尊荣任何你爸妈口中说的话，你都要去尊荣。
It is rather to evaluate the weightiness.
而是教导你，你要去做评估，这话语的重量分量何在。
If the message is of lies, and I put it on and wear it, I take on that lie.
如果他们说的话不合乎真理而是谎言但是我听进去了我放在我身上了那么我就活在这样的谎言里面了
My life will be trapped in the deceit and I will be as though a feather
那我的生命就会被困在这样的谎言当中而我的生命的分量也会如同羽毛一般轻
but
没有价值
But the promise of God is in the second part of the word instruction
但是神的应许在他的指示的第二部分
If you can evaluate correctly
如果你能够正确评估你父母的言行
In your honoring of your father and your mother Then
在尊荣你的父母的时候那么
Then you will live lengthened days in the land I am giving you
你就可以在我所赐你的地上日子长久
Then one day
那么有一天
will be lengthened with the substance of joy and delight.
我们的生命日子长久呢，也是包含就是在这个喜乐跟喜悦的本质当中能够活得充实。
In other words, in order for us to live to the fullest, we must evaluate the words and actions of our parents.
所以为了要让我们的生命能够活得充实，活得精彩。我们一定要学会评估我们父母的言行。
A fool is one whose parents are teaching them of the riches and the glories of the eternal God, and he treats it like dirt.
一个愚昧的人呢，是当父母把神国度的荣耀跟丰盛教导给他的时候，他却把他视之如粪土。
He takes a pearl and feeds it to the pigs.
他把珍珠丢给猪吃。
The life and the days of such a person will not be lengthened.
所以像这样的人，他在地上的日子就无法长久。
Sure, they might grow to live a nice long life, but their days will be void of joy that could be theirs.
或许他们活的岁数很长，但是生命中却是缺少喜乐跟喜悦。
Instead of living in freedom, they live in the striving of what they pursue.
因此他们没有办法活出自由的生命乃是在他们的努力跟挣扎当中在度日
So a parent is to learn to see the child in truth
因此做父母的也需要学习在真理当中来看待你的儿女
And speak gold to the children
要对你的儿女说出有黄金般重量跟珍贵的话
But then also to observe the growth of the children
但同时也要观察你儿女的成长
so that a child can learn that my mommy actually has a name
好让你的孩子也能够学习知道说哎呀我妈妈也有一个名字的
She actually has a life. She has also dreams and disappointments.
而且我妈也有她自己的生命她的梦想她生命中的一些喜悦和失望
And that is the movement from childhood to adulthood.
那这个就是、从童年迈向成人的一个过程
And in our home there is light where we see one another and this is the salvation of God.
因此在这样的家中有光我们可以真实去看见彼此而这个就是神的救恩
whereby embracing the words of God the eternal words and make them flesh make them live in our homes
通过拥抱神的话语神的教导这个活的永恒的话语然后让它实践活在我们的家中成为活的道
they will bring light to our eyes that we might see his face and see the faces of our loved ones
就能够使我们的眼目有光好叫我们得以看见神的面而且可以真实去看见我们所爱的人
Now I want to move forward
现在我们要继续往下面去
This is we learn from what does Yeshua teach us about Torah What does his disciple John teach us about Torah
好现在我们学到说耶稣关于妥拉怎么讲约翰对妥拉又怎么说
And how the wisdom of our lives of how the Jewish people's lives have been preserved and made fruitful
然后这个犹太人的生命是怎么样得蒙保存而且能够结果子
is by embracing this wisdom
乃是通过拥抱这妥拉的智慧
But what does Paul say about Torah?
现在我们再来看看保罗对妥拉又是怎么说的呢
well, Actually, Paul is always talking about Torah
事实上保罗呢讲来讲去都是在讲妥拉的
I just want to look at two brief passages
现在我们很快来看两段经文
that relates to our life
跟我们的生命有关的
As we live our daily living.
跟我们每天的生活有关的
First one will be Romans chapter 7
首先是罗马书第七章
Verse 12
第十二节
Please read
罗马书七章十二节这样看来律法是圣洁的诫命也是圣洁公义良善的
Excuse me. So instead of talking about the whole context of this passage
好、现在呢我不谈 这个经文的整个上下文
which would take too long
因为这会花太多时间
I just want to look at one of the conclusions of the passage
但是我要跟各位讲一下这整段经文的一个结论
What does Paul say about the Torah here?
那保罗在这里对妥拉他是怎么说的呢
He says very clearly
他很清楚地说
The Torah is holy
妥拉是圣洁的
And the commandment is holy
诫命也是圣洁的
and righteous and,
是公义的
and good
是良善的
all of the Torah and all of the commandments they are holy
所以所有的妥拉跟诫命都是圣洁的
and they are good
而且是好的是良善的
and they will teach us and lead us in righteousness
而且能够教导我们公义引导我们行在义路上
and it is therefore again like I have said
因此如同我也说过的
How has the Jewish people been able to preserve themselves as a separate group and not lose themselves amongst the nations?
犹太人怎么样在列邦万国当中保存、保守他们自己的身份呢？
Well, the Hebrew word for holy is kadosh.
那希伯来文圣洁的字是 kadosh.
That's a nice word. Maybe we can say that one together.
这个字很好啊，所以我们一起说说看。
Kadosh.
Kadosh.
Lade.Very good. And what is it?
非常好，是什么意思呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
Holy in Hebrew means to be set apart unto God.
圣洁在希伯来文的意思就是归耶和华为圣。
Where I know that my identity and my life is set apart from the common and offered unto God.
我知道我的生命，我的。认同哦，是跟其他人在其他人当中分别出来，然后归给耶和华的。
How am I to live a life that is separate from that which is broken and evil?
我要怎么样从这个破碎又邪恶的当中被分别出来过日子呢？
It's simple.
很简单。
The Torah is holy. The commandment is holy.
妥拉是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁的。
And so the Jewish people, by preserving and living and guarding the commandments of Torah,
因此犹太人借着保存，然后读跟活出妥拉。
Have not just been trained by their wisdom, like we see in Yeshua's teachings and Paul's and John's teachings.
不仅能够受到妥拉智慧的教导跟训练，如同耶稣跟约翰所教导的。
But they are preserved as a holy people, a people set apart.
而且他们被保存，成为一群分别出来的百姓。
Set apart from that which is destructive.
从那些具有毁灭性的世界当中被分别出来。
Otherwise, we would have faded away into history and mingling with all the rest of the peoples of the world and be forgotten.
否则，我们老早就消失在列邦万国当中，跟他们混在一起，然后人们就遗忘了我们。
But because the Torah is spiritual, because God has given the Torah, it is spiritual and it has preserved us.
但是因为神赐下了妥拉，妥拉是属灵的，而这妥拉也保存了我们。
Let that be a summary of what Paul believes and teaches about the Torah.
所以这就是保罗对妥拉教导的一个大纲。
And he, of course, is not a contradictive person. Paul is not a contradictive person. He won't teach contradictive teachings.
那保
Never mind. We can move on to the next passage. The next passage of Paul's teaching I want to look at is 2 Timothy.
好，第二个是第二段经文是保罗教导的，是在提摩太后书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
To chapter 4, verse 2.
到第四章第二节。So 3:14 to 4:2.
Yes.
To read the whole passage. 3:14 to 4:2.
Yes.
9 verses.
Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes, please do.
好。好，提摩太后书三章十四节到四章二节，如果你手边有圣经，翻到我们同声开口来读，如果没有，请听我们读，请。但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
So now Paul is talking to one of his disciples.
现在保罗在向他的一个门徒说话。
Timothy is a young man and he's being trained by Paul to be a young leader.
那提摩太是一个年轻人，保罗在训练他成为一个年轻的领袖。
And he says to him in verse 15,
在第十五节里面他说
that from a baby you have known the sacred writings.
你是从小就明白圣经，也就是这些神圣的著作的。
From your youth you have been learning Torah from your earliest days.
所以从你的童年时代你就开始学习妥拉。
Meaning it is deeply embedded within him.
因此这经是深深的植入在提摩太的心里的。
And he said something very, very important.
接下来他说了很重要的话。
These sacred writings, the Torah, is able to make you wise unto salvation.
这些著作，也就是妥拉，能够使你有得救的智慧。
Through the faith which is in Messiah Yeshua.
通过相信弥赛亚耶稣基督。
These writings.
这些著作。
And the instructions and the teachings.
指示跟教导。
Everything that is written, it has a purpose.
每一个所写下来的这些著作都有一个目的。
And as a child grows up in the hearing and learning of these words,
当你从小学习听见这些话，
they're able to make me wise for salvation.
这些话语能够使我得着得救的智慧。
Train me how to live a life of faith.
要有这样的训练，你就必须要活出有信心的生活。
Not fearing the obstacles or the complexities.
不要害怕这些复杂的处境，或者是害怕一些拦阻。
But truly to embrace salvation that is through Yeshua the Messiah.
而是真正能够拥抱通过弥赛亚耶稣基督而来的救恩。
Which means that if you have a new convert.
换句话说，如果有人刚信主，
you have preached the gospel of Yeshua to them.
你已经对他们传讲耶稣的福音。
Where would you take them to start their education of their new life in the Lord?
那他们现在在主里面的这个新的生命，你要带他们到哪里去接受教育啊？
Well, when Paul is saying these words to Timothy, again, the New Testament's not yet the New Testament.
当保罗对提摩太讲这些话的时候，还没有所谓的新约圣经。
So all they have is the Torah, the prophets, and the writings.
因此他们所拥有的就是妥拉、先知书跟著作。
And Paul is saying to Timothy, you have been immersed in the Torah since your youth.
而保罗在这里说，提摩太呀，你从小就被浸透在妥拉里面。
And they have made you wise unto salvation in Yeshua.
他们使你有得救，从耶稣基督弥赛亚得救的智慧。
Which means that the Torah will lead you to Yeshua.
也就是说，这妥拉能够带领你到耶稣基督那里。
And if you're studying the scripture and it is not leading to your Messiah, you're misinterpreting it perhaps.
那如果呢，你读经，可是这经却没有把你带到耶稣基督那里，或许你是错解了这经了。
Because the point of God in the scriptures is to make us wise unto salvation in Messiah.
因为神的教导的重点就是让我们能够有从耶稣基督弥赛亚得救的智慧。
And then he goes on verse 16.
然后第十六节。
Every scripture is inspired by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
It is breathed by God.
是神吹气在里面的。
Just as was said earlier before we began, of the intimacy of God to come so near and breathe into your nostrils.
就如同淑芳姐先前有讲过的，这个跟神的亲密啊，靠得如此之近，然后从你的鼻孔吹气。
So also God's word is breathed into us.
因此神的话也是吹进我们里面的。
And therefore it is able to teach us.
因此可以教我们。
As it says in verse 16, it's profitable for teaching.For reproof, for correction, and instruction, which is in righteousness.
就如同十六节所说，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
Which means to make a disciple, you need the Torah.
换句话说，你要做门徒、门训，你一定需要妥拉。
How will you keep somebody in the faith and not just fall away after a few couple years of a hardship?
如果呢你带领一个人，但是呢他没有这一方面妥拉的训练跟装备，几年以后遇到困难，他就冷淡了，他就倒退了。
In order to make me strong in the faith and through discipline and learning teaching.
好，为了让我的信心能够坚固，就要通过许多的教导学习。
Discipline is the expression of a father's love.
还有管教啊。那管教呢是父爱的一种表达。
Which is another important element of a parent as a teacher.
那这个是父母身为教师另外一个重要的功课。
There is a huge difference between punishment and discipline.
管教跟处罚之间有很多不一样的地方。
Many people, even Christians I speak to, still perceive God's father to be an angry father that they are afraid of.
很多我接触到的基督徒呢，还是把神看成一位常常在那边生气的是父亲，然后他们很惧怕这样的一个神。
They much prefer to cuddle in the graceful embrace of Yeshua where they feel safe.
那所以呢，他们比较宁愿啊，在这个耶稣的这个膀臂当中，在他的恩惠跟怜悯当中啊，来让他好像啊抱在怀中摇。
Because we've been taught.That God is an angry God, and he, as a father, he is such punishment from him.
因为我们所学习的就说，哎呀，神是一个常常生气的神，所以呢，他会责罚我们，处罚我们。
Punishment is if you do something I don't like, I will smack you without any explanation.
所谓的处罚就是你做了一些不讨我喜悦的事情，我呢就可以打你的耳光，揍你。
You've displeased me, and therefore you feel the wrath of my anger.
好，你让我不开心了，不高兴了，所以现在我就让你尝尝我怒气的滋味。
That's punishment.
这个就是处罚。
Discipline is the wisdom of a teacher.
但是管教不一样，管教是一个老师的，一个教师的智慧。
It's when a parent knows that he is a teacher.
是当父母知道自己的教导的这个身份。
And because of his love for his son,
那因为他对他儿子的爱，
he will find a way with wisdom to correct the wrong of the disciple.
他就要找到一个有智慧的方式来纠正好他所带领的这个门徒的错误。
Express in a way that the son, the disciple can receive it and be changed by it, can embrace it.
而且呢他所使用的方式要让他的儿女或者是门徒能够领受，因此他们的生命跟行为得以改变。
And therefore the disciple or the son will always feel the love of his father, the love of God.
因此这个门徒或这个儿子可以常常去体会到神或者说他父亲的这个爱。
Now I'm not a father.
我呢现在还没有做爸爸。
But I've worked a lot with children in schoolprivate and public schools.
但是我也跟在公立学校的很多小朋友们一起工作。
This is my weak spot.
教导他们。
This is my weak spot. It's very difficult to do that.
这是我软弱的部分，很难。
It's not easy.
就是管教了，很难。
How do we find our training as to discipline and effective love?
我们要怎么样接受就是有果效的爱。然后就是在有果效的爱中去施行管教这样的训练，我们从哪里得到这样的训练？
Well, here Paul is telling us the Torah has the answer of God's wisdom.
但是保罗在这里讲的就是妥拉有神的智慧，神的答案在其中。
And through the prophets and the writings we find his way and method of disciplining us and raising us up, training us in righteousness.
从先知跟著作里面，我们就可以找到上帝管教我们、教养我们的这些智慧。
And therefore he continues in verse 17.
因此到十七节，他继续说。
As a result of that,
结果呢
？That the man of God may be complete, finished completely unto every good work.
就是叫属神的人得以完全。预备行各样的善事。
Meaning, how would we grow to know ourselves truly complete?
也就是说，我们怎么样成长，能够认知自己的生命是完全的生命。
Remember, that's the meaning of a biblical peace, to know yourself to be whole, complete.
记得吗？希伯来人对平安的一个解释就是完整的，完全的，不是四分五裂的。
Which will then enable me to do every good work that is given to me to do by God.
当我知道我的生命是完整的，是完全的，那么我就有能力去做神所交给我要去行的各样善事。